People respond in many different ways to reconnecting with their values. Some find it empowering, some revitalizing, and some find it painful if they realize that they've been ignoring what it is that they really value because they've been prioritizing other areas of their lives. There is not a correct way to respond to this, and we shouldn't beat ourselves up if we find that we've been ignoring our values either. Reconnecting with your values is just an opportunity to take stock and to consider questions like, what is it that is really important to me as a person? And who do I want to be in my life? What gives my life meaning? And what kind of mark do I want to leave on the planet and in the lives of others? These are big questions, and not surprisingly, many of us don't often take as much time as we should to reflect on what matters most to us. We get caught up in daily life, setting goals and ticking them off the list. And this is great if the goals that we set are in line with what we really cherish most in life. Life can be so much richer and more fulfilling when we actively invest our time and our energy into the things that are most important to us. But often when we're trying to avoid unpleasant thoughts and feelings, we end up focusing all of our time and energy on these, rather than on the things that matter most to us deep in our hearts. We have talked about learning mindfulness skills that help us to be aware of what is happening in the present moment, to be psychologically present with an attitude of openness and acceptance without judgment. If we can be aware of what is happening and notice how we're reacting to things, we can decide how we want to respond to any given situation. And choosing what you want to and pursuing that path can make your life meaningful, even in the face of great adversity. And knowing what you value can help to steer you in the direction of creating a meaningful life. So now is an opportunity to take just a few moments to reflect on what matters to you. What do you value most in your life? What gives your day meaning? What gives your work and study meaning? What aspects of your life make you proud, give you a sense of joy and satisfaction? And how might knowing that affect the decisions that you make, the steps you take in your life? Feel free to take a pen and paper into the next part of the exercise. You might want to jot down anything that stands out as significant to you. And you might even like to pause from time to time if you need to think about the areas that have been raised, or to listen to anything over again. It can be helpful to reflect on our values in relation to a number of different life domains, like family, relationships, or study. So here are just a few questions to prompt your thinking about your own values. And you can probably think of many more of your own, and hopefully you will come back to these in due course. What do you value in terms of your relationships with others? What kind of family member do you want to be? Sister, brother, parent, child? What personal qualities would you like to bring to these relationships? What kind of partnerships do you want to have with others if this is something that you value? What are the kinds of things that you value in an intimate relationship? What do friendships mean to you? What kind of friend would you like to be? What kind of friendships would you like to build? What do you value about education, learning, or personal growth? What knowledge would you like to gain? And what would this knowledge be in the service of? Is work or career important to you? What kind of employee would you most want to be? What do you want to stand for in your work? What is most important to you about your hobbies, sports, etc.? Do you value your faith or spirituality or a connection to some other larger thing than yourself? And what do you most want to be about in this area of your life? Do Do you value or feel particularly connected to the environment? And what matters most to you about this? What is it that you value about the environment? These are just a few questions to prompt some reflection on what it is that you value. Take some further time for yourself on a regular basis to reflect further on these and any other areas that you might want to add. Knowing what it is that you value is important because values are kind of like principles that can help to guide us in our lives. Knowing what we value can influence the decisions that we make, where we set our priorities, how we spend our time, and what it is that we're doing with that time. Values can give a direction to our lives, one that we keep moving in throughout the course of our lives. Here's an example to illustrate this. If I value being a compassionate friend, then that is a direction that I move in over the course of my entire life. It's a value that will affect all of my friendships over time. And values can also be really motivating. At different points in our lives, there will be some hard work to be done, like the extra hours of study at exam time, or saving to buy a house or go on holiday. But being connected with your values, knowing what really matters to you, makes all that hard work worthwhile. So if you value being in a certain profession as part of your life's work, you probably consider that the effort that you have to put into study at university is worth it. In this way, our values act as our motivators. And values can motivate us to take action. It might be helpful once you've started to reconnect with your values to think about the many ways that you could act on those values. There's an old saying that you don't get to choose the deck of cards that you've been dealt, but you get to decide how you play them. And in this way, you get to decide how the actions you take in your life fit with your values or not. Often the most satisfying and harmonious decisions we take in our lives are those that are made in accordance with our values. It can also be helpful to remember that we all get taken off track from time to time. Life is full of distractions, and in our busy lives, we forget about the things that were once important to us. We neglect some areas of our lives because we have had to focus on more pressing activities. But what is most important here is to make a commitment to ourselves to get back on track, to take steps in line with our values as soon as we notice that we've gone off the track. And time again, we will notice that the direction of our lives has steered away from those values. And we can make a commitment to ourselves to reconnect with the things that matter most to us. And so, as part of that commitment, you might like to think about one small step that you could take today, a step that would take you more in the direction of living one of your own values. It might be a commitment to have a conversation with someone, or to write a letter, or read a book, or anything else that you choose. You might like to think about when you would do that, and even nominate a time and date to start. Would you be willing to do that? And now, as we draw to a close, you may wish to congratulate yourself. You have taken time to build skills in focusing and staying present. And in doing so, you practiced opening up directly and fully to your experience, to whatever was present, feelings, sensations, and thoughts, with acceptance and willingness and without judgment. And you practiced something that might be quite new to you, connecting with the observer part of yourself. And you took time to connect with the values that you hold close to your heart. And in doing so, you have developed skills that can enhance your ability to manage the inevitable ups and downs of life while staying focused and present with the things that matter most to you, the things that you truly value, and the things which can provide you with a direction and a purpose to create a life that is rich and meaningful.